There are two seats up for grabs on the Spark City Council. Candidates are addressing several issues, including growth and police reform, as the Sparks Police Department faces criticism in recent months. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck sat down with This Is Reno publisher Bob Conrad to discuss the races and what he learned from a recent forum he hosted.
Thanks for joining me, Bob. So there are four people running for the two open seats for Spark City Council. Tell me about those races.
Here you have two incumbents facing new challengers in the City of Sparks City Council. The incumbents are Donald Abbott and Paul Anderson. Donald Abbott is being challenged by Wendy Stoliarov, and Paul Anderson is being challenged by Quentin Smith.
And with one of those races, there was a bit of controversy. Incumbent Anderson recently came under fire after sending a political mailer. It appears that the photo of his opponent, Smith, who is a Black man, was darkened. Can you break down what happened there?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I should be clear that most people decried that mailer, that flyer that was put out by Paul Anderson as being incredibly racist and also inappropriate. And he did apologize for it after the fact fairly quickly. Some people said, well, that's too little too late. You know, the other thing that was on that flyer was questioning Quentin Smith's credibility and his experience, which was basically determined to be, you know, pretty inaccurate.
Bob, similar to Reno, one of the big issues impacting Sparks is increasing homelessness. Officials estimated there were 1,000 unsheltered individuals in Washoe County before the pandemic, and that number has grown since March. What have the incumbents done to address homelessness, and what do the newcomers want to do?
Yeah, so the incumbents, Donald Abbott and Paul Anderson, they both have touted their efforts to address the issue. We do know that there is a clear distinction between Reno and Sparks and how they treat the homeless. You do not find the same kind of encampments in the city of Sparks that you do in the city of Reno. The city of Reno, behind the scenes, people are very unhappy about that because they feel like it's pushing the unsheltered population out of Sparks and then into Reno. So the candidates are going to have to ensure there's adequate collaboration among all the local jurisdictions.
One issue that's unique to Sparks is its growth. There are older, established Sparks residents, and a younger and more diverse population is moving in. How do the candidates propose catering to the needs of everyone in Sparks?
You know, this is actually kind of a cultural rub with this particular race in Sparks. You have Wendy Stoliarov, who is challenging Donald Abbott, and she is of the sort of emerging demographic in Sparks. She's progressive. Actually, she was the only candidate in our forum who strongly denounced the words of Officer George Forbush, who is a Sparks police officer, who basically allegedly on an account in his name, said some really derogatory things about leftists, activists, Black Lives Matter supporters, and so on. And Anderson, his approach was that the officers' rights need to be protected and acknowledged. And Donald Abbott was a little more lukewarm in that regard. And then Wendy Stoliarov just absolutely denounced what that officer was posting. So I think right there is a perfect example of how these incumbents are facing challengers who would like to see perhaps some more progressive policies coming out of the city of Sparks and less of, you know, as we colloquially refer to it as the sort of the good old boys.
I'm glad you brought that up, Bob. The Sparks Police Department said they're investigating the allegations into Forbush, but the department hasn't released the results of that investigation. And I really want to talk about this issue. The Sparks Police Department has recently come under fire for other incidents as well, especially after the fatal shooting of Makai Lee, a young Black man, in January of this year. His mother had called 911 because she feared for his safety. She said he was suicidal and armed. Reports indicate he was driving recklessly through Sparks and crashed twice before being fatally shot multiple times. It was later found that the weapon he had was not loaded. Where do the candidates stand on local law enforcement concerns?
I think all city council candidates agreed on this point is the acknowledgement that police officers are not suited to do mental health treatment. And we are still seeing in this community, both Reno and Sparks, people who are experiencing mental illness basically being killed by police. In the case of Makai Lee, they the rationale there was that this person was not only endangering themselves and potentially the public in the way they were driving around. So therefore, the police were called and they stepped in and ended up killing Micaiah Lee tragically. But is that really the best approach to deal with somebody with that severe of a mental health crisis that they may be experiencing? So I think there's going to be a lot of deep questions that need to be looked at from the all jurisdictions, and hopefully we'll see some better approaches to get people the help that they need that doesn't involve killing them.
Thank you for breaking down these races and issues for me, Bob.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Lucia.
That was KUNR's Lucia Starbuck talking to Bob Conrad, the publisher of This Is Reno. This Is Reno held a candidate forum for the Spark City Council candidates. You can find it on their website, thisisreno.com. Lucia Starbuck is a core member with Report for America, an initiative of the Ground Truth Project. You can also find all of KUNR's political coverage on our website, kunr.org.